Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. We're on YouTube, Rumble. God, we're on so many VMO, X. We're on everything. So if you just type in East City Stargate or James Gillen, it'll come up, you know, if you want to hear some of our shows. But so much going on. I wanted to cover the sun really quick because, you know, we've talked about this for a long time, how the sun is affecting our lives and how there's a massive coronal hole right now aiming at the Earth, and it's just bombarding the Earth with energy. And now we're becoming like almost a bipolar or quadpolar system or something, because you can see two total magnetic fields on the Earth right now, side by side. And almost every, all suns are binary. All systems are, they have binary. They have two suns, basically. And we're moving into what it looks like a binary Earth, like a bifurcation process where there's going to be either two worlds or two different timelines. Who knows? Maybe we can get that information from our guests. We've got Marina Saren on our show today, and she's, I don't even know where to start. She's done so many. She's a survivor of MK Ultra, a channeler, a psychic medium. I can go on and on. I listened to her interview with Linda Moulton Howe, and it just dovetails with all of my work, much of this exact same information. And today, hopefully we can cover everything from Anunnaki to Greys to reptilians to the benevolent beings to the whole enchilada. So without further ado, Marina, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me to your show, gang. It's my pleasure to be here as a guest.
Yeah. I, you know, people go, how come you're not having guests on, you know? And I said, I go, God, there's so much happening in the news right now and the government and everything. I said, it's hard to keep up on that. So I didn't do guests for a while, but after hearing your interview, I go, oh, we got to bring her back on. Cause it looks like you're understanding. It seemed like at first, when you're first going through all this stuff, It's I know when I had first, same thing happened to me when I had the near death experiences and open wide open, and I didn't know what the hell was going on. And it took years of study and meditation and prayer work and learning how to heal and clear and protect myself and everything. And it sounds to me like you've gone through that whole process as well. You know, your last interview kind of covered a lot of that, but
I definitely. And that is not the last update as to what have I been experiencing, because that's from like 2022, so yeah. Not 2 years.
Yeah, it's, you know, I told people I could write a book on all the unseen negative influences out there and how they operate and what they do and how much we've been attacked and just how they jump into friends and family around you and they just make your life hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, very few people are strong enough to hold that back and to stay focused on the basics. You know, they go off on all these tangents and it's just like, you go, what are you talking about? Who is coming through you right now? Because the person I know is not there. There's somebody else in there.
Yeah, I mean, there are many reasons as to why that happens. When we activate our Kundalini, obviously we are starting to navigate through consciousness polarity, so that's gonna polarize more our relationships with anybody. But there are also a lot of psychic attacks and targeting going on. The elite knows those who are awakening and remembering. Mostly they are part of their programs, and so they obviously have a lot of spelling, magic techniques, mind control tactics, and they know how to isolate people that are speaking the truth or about their memories and turn those that are around them against them, so that they feel isolated, they feel alone or not understood. It's part of that targeting process.
Yeah, they have computers. It's like computer to brain, and they can put thoughts in your head that aren't even your thoughts, or they trigger your own wounds and traumas and amplify them. And if you're in a relationship, all of a sudden you're like at each other's throats and you go, where is this coming from? And most people can't back away and go, wait a second, this is not mine. These feelings aren't logical. They have no rational reason. And so they're either coming from past life trauma or something else. And very few people have the self-mastery to back away and catch themselves and go, wait a second, there's no reason for this much charge in what's happening here.
Exactly. I mean, they follow the principle of mind control, which is targeting the psyche to fractalize it and shatter it as much as they can so that they can create portals in their astral or mind or body, or emotional body within their auric field. And those magnetic anomalies within the electromagnetic field is how they get entering into that kundalini energy or electromagnetic configuration. And that's how they start by getting infiltrating through those holes to reprogram the subconscious, which is where the most amount of power of manifestation lies in within the human brain. So it's very important that people start to become aware of their subconscious mind. Because subconscious programming is exactly how they start these processes of psychological iteration, which is key to avoid this targeting issue.
Yeah, people don't believe this is going on. Just watch the news and they have these talking points and all the stations have the same talking point. And you look at that and you go, oh, that's social conditioning, social programming. And
It
then there's
is.
levels below that. Okay, that's in your face. And most people don't even see it. They're just being programmed by the lamestream news. And then there's other levels of technology that can do that too and put thoughts in your head you don't even know are yours. And they can create a lot of like mass, they can trigger areas to go into riots, and they can do all kinds of things. I mean, it's insane what they have the ability
Yes.
to do. And
That's
they can,
exactly how they do.
yeah. And they, I noticed they hit the, I'm killing my phone here. It's trying to do stuff. They can go in and, they can track you by your phone, basically. Wherever your phone is, they know where you are. And then they can use psychotronics and start putting crazy dreams, and you wouldn't know what was real or what's not in your head. And then you've got that level going on. And then you have the psychic levels where you've got unseen negative influences doing the same thing. And everything from reptilians to serpent beings to grays to you name it, they're playing those games too. And then you even have faker spirits that come in and say, I'm Jesus or I'm Mary or you're the chosen one, And they try to get into your ego and create divisions. And
Yeah.
when you go, there are no divisions in God, and you realize everything and everyone is God and different people experiencing different things, you don't, how can you say I'm the chosen one? Because right there you're separating yourself and you're uplifting yourself above others, But I'm not saying that there aren't people that have chosen not to come here during this time to they're part of the ground crew to awaken humanity and heal and they I think they have it the worst because they just don't fit in, into society and it's just like it's getting harder and harder to have a conversation with people now. Basically that's just where
I
we're at.
agree. Yeah, I do call them the muggles, such as in Harry Potter series, when there is the wizards and the normal human beings. Yeah, it's kind of like very awkward, mostly if you do have memories of being in breakaway civilizations. Because, there's a bunch of human beings out there, mostly German, that are operating in these levels of consciousness and talking about a bunch of things that are normalize, among them, and it's just, it's not even special, it's like normal dynamics. So, yeah, it
Yeah,
is different.
a lot of people that think they're contacting Palladians are actually contacting Germans that have advanced technology And they let them believe, they tell me I'm from the Pleiades and I'm this and I'm that. And I'm not saying there aren't Pleiadians either, but you got to really develop your own inner sensitivity, you know, your BS meter, because there's so many things going on so many
Sermon,
levels.
yeah.
Yeah, the I'm curious if you've heard anything about now back in the, I hate to date myself, but back in the 70s, I was working with Babaji. And he was telling me that there was going to be a bifurcation process of the earth, and there's going to be a split. And there's those who live a loving, joyous life in harmony with each other, nature, a spiritual life, and they're going to take one path. And then there's those who want to control and dominate others
Yes.
and technology, they're going to take the other path. And it's just like the Hopi prophecies and all the Native American prophecies. And they talk about a beast, you know, and the beast is 2,000 miles wide, and that's the length of its reign. And eventually, when you think there's no hope left, the beast consumes itself and collapses. And I'm curious to get your take on it, and some of your friends in high places, how do they see this happening?
Well, I could not agree more with this prophecy because it's exactly what I'm channeling today of today. I am observing how there is different groups of people on a spiritual warfare that is not even us or from ETs, but rather gods, right? Deities, let's say, because there's only one god, one all of this. But yeah, we are experiencing this polarity or duality of groups that are those who are aligning with a lot of technological development, a lot of tyranny, a lot of ego separation, money, power, all of these traits that are characteristics of the fall of Atlantis. And then there are the ones who are aligning with nature, with love, with harmony, and going back to their origin, to source. So it's pretty much how I'm observing it. And of course not, it is a karmic cycle of energy that repeats back from those epochs of time of ancient civilizations. So it is, we are being tested, and it is the end of the Kali Yuga, let's say.
Yeah. You know, what I've seen is you know, you go back in ancient history, and there's they go back minimum of 800 million years where there's people wearing boots walking around on the planet. You know, that's archaeology. And they have caves that are actually, they had burrowing machines that created caves 300 million years old minimum. That all they crisscross the planet, and a lot of people don't know about those. A lot of those are being misused and being cleaned up right now. There's, you know, when you look at this history, I just looked, they just found a hammer that was, I can't remember, 600 million years old, a metal hammer, you know, and you know, these weren't cavemen using a metal hammer with a hole and a piece of wood through it. You know, so anyway, you look at all this, you know, trilobites being crushed by boots, the ancient temples, Antarctica with these massive pyramids, you know, several times bigger than the ones in Giza, you know, all these things. We've been a series of colonies on the earth that had to start over as primitives, and this goes back, God, I don't know, I it's got to go back. There's people coming here 600 million years ago, you know, advanced people, and they have this, and there's people that had extreme technology that were here that had to start over due to pole shifts and massive tsunamis and volcanoes and things like that that went off, but you know, creating ice ages. But there's been so many startups and endings and startups. There's been several. Like even in all the prophets, they say we're the fifth or the sixth civilization to start up on Earth, and there could be even more, you know, because most of our ancient ancestors are actually molten rock right now, because the plates are always moving under each other, and they're being recycled on the Earth. So there's probably monuments and things like that that have been reduced to molten rock already that we'd never even know about, but. Do you have any insights into that? On because I know there was the Anunnaki that came here, and that just means those who came from heaven to earth, and it's a mixed bag. And there are benevolent Anunnaki, extremely evolved Anunnaki. I've met some of them in, you know, just not too long ago. One's name's Inha, beautiful being. She looks like a, she's about 8 feet tall and she looks like a goddess. Just beautiful being. And she's just pure love, that pure feminine love. And people are all afraid of the Anunnaki. And then some people are saying they're reptilians. And then some people are saying
Wow.
they're, and I said, no, they're, I said, some of them were very big though. Some of them were 20 to 24, 30 feet tall. In the most ancient times, a lot of the giants were tied into that. But I'd like to get your take on that. What have you experienced? I know you've talked to some of the benevolent ones as well.
Yes, of course. I do come from an Anunnaki origins and lineage. But the thing is that when we say Anunnaki, we're not talking about one specific species or race or groups. We're talking about a lot of groups. Some that took the path of mixing more with the reptilian genetics, some that took the evolutionary path of getting more mixtures with the humanoid ones. So that's why we see a range of very different groups and species altogether that even though they all fall under the category of Anunnaki, they do possess different both energetic configurations, genetics, evolution, technology, civilizations, homes, and even genetic admixtures, as I said before. So we do have Pleiadian-looking ones, human-looking ones, reptilian hybrid-looking ones. So it's a vast majority. So no, obviously we don't have either positive or negative. We have a bunch of all the scale of grays, right? And in my case, my family are Anunnaki, and I have both very important like species of Anunnakis that are part of my own spiritual lineage. The ones that are blue-skinned that will be of the Capricorn constellation origin, who were very prominent figures in the civilization of Hyperborea, and are even found in inner Earth civilizations. And then those who are Nordic origin, who are Pleiadian, coming from the constellation of Aldebaran. So again, there's no just reptilian versus human, there's a bunch of them. And when it comes to your question about the polar shifts and all of that, I do have a lot of information that just came from them directly. When we are talking about civilizations getting destroyed or even species and having to start over again, we know about the information from the book Elena Blavatsky, The Secret Doctrine, The Seven Epochs of Humanity. That's exactly where our origin is starts with the Polarians and Hyperboreans, Atlanteans, Lemurians, Aryans, etc. And so right now we are in the middle of becoming the sixth root race because these are six, seven root races. It's a configuration for humanity, for human consciousness to transcend dimensions and master the different elements of this planet. So again, it's just like a scenario, an experiment, and a genetic configuration from transcending this plane of existence, this matrix, this world. And no, we have not been created to be slaves. Those theories saying that we do only come from that old civilization from the Middle East to be slaves and mine gold, that is just not true. And it was a hoax. It was something that was created as a science on purpose to program within human consciousness and the subconscious collective that we are slaves and that the origin of existence for us is to be slaves. That subconscious belief and understanding, self-perception about ourselves reinforces that belief, that limiting belief of being slaves, and that gives them more ability to control the earth and keep controlling the earth. So I suggest that people start investigating more about the reason why we exist and our origins.
Yeah, I that it's a multidimensional question about slavery because there are beings that are total manipulating us on so many different levels that I love what you said about one group where you came in, they said you have a contract with them, and you're saying, well, contracts are in the moment, and they really are. And what is done can be undone. That's what free will is all about and universal
Exactly.
law. So I love how you said that because a lot of people believe they're a victim and they said, well, I did a contract and I did this. And I said, no, you have in the moment free will. You can choose at any time. I mean, a lot of people get mad at me because they'll go, why aren't you married? And I said, because I want to stay in the moment and I don't want to a contract with the state. And you know, I said, why would I ha sign a contract with the state? I mean, where's the love in that? Where's the it doesn't work, you know. To me, it's just binding. And I'm not saying I'm against, you know, bonds and people coming together spiritually. And I like the Native American way where they both, you know, shake hands, the male and female, and they put a blanket over their hands, you know, and they're both hanging on to this blanket together. And the guy says these prayers and all this stuff and says, okay, you're married, you know. And then when it doesn't work out, they shake hands again, they put a blanket over and they do another ceremony and they say, okay, you're free. You know, so I mean, then you don't have all the lawyers and the loss and but they don't have all the ownership and problems that we have. You know, a lot of, well, if you go back to the ancient ways, they don't have that. But it's kind of like, I don't know. It's our whole society right now is falling apart because it's all based on constrictions and contracts and what do you call trespasses basically on your free will and your divine right to free will and self-expression and things like that. So all that's coming apart right now, and it's fun to watch. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I go, wonder who's going to get exposed now, who's going down now, who's, you know, and finally, when I see these people coming to terms with what they've done and the games they've been playing here, it actually makes me feel great. I go, finally, we're moving towards universal law. We're getting away from, you know, all these old programs. Like, you know, they said you can never escape death and taxes. Well, maybe that's not true anymore. You know. I said, maybe it looks like we are going to be able, you know, with the med beds escape death, and it looks like the IRS is going out the door. So you know, it's because when the fall of the controllers happens, and they're in free fall right now, their control methods are going to come to an end, and that's their control methods. So all that government trespass and infringement on your rights and your basic constitutional rights as well is folding in on itself right now.
Yeah, basically their form of controlling people is through fear and through their own trauma and their own psychological shattering. And once we let go of fear and we understand that we're sovereign and we truly mean it from intention, not just verbalize it, right? It's exactly when they start to understand that we are serious now and that we are evolving and moving towards that new era for humanity. And the thing is that, the world is very divided. You know, there's a lot of people who has a lot of information but doesn't practice it on a spiritual level. There's a lot of people who doesn't know how to discern, even though they're powerful and strong. So that's something that they have to work on, true. And there's a lot of people that care much more about the spiritual ego rather than the spiritual growth. So again, we have to be very focused on what's inside rather than just what is outside. Which I'm not saying to isolate yourself and put it some sort of, I don't know, blindfolds. And do not observe what's going on because what's going on matters a lot. It's a direct reflection of what we are manifesting, right? But I'm just saying that people are giving too much power to the outside, and that's the problem. They know exactly how to make you think that the whatever that is going on outside of you, it's bigger than you just because it's outside. And now the core, the core power that we can find of our own consciousness is in that center, in that inner self. And in my case, I realized that they are even able to manipulate synchronicity sometimes and subconsciously trick you into contracts that you're not agreeing consciously, but you're agreeing subconsciously. And that's a way for me of like a lot of self-awareness is needed in this process. Now, my case is very specific because I said to my guides that in this incarnation I wanted to be trained for psychological, spiritual warfare. So I didn't have things very easy, and it's been a very tough fight, you know, in between me and these negative beings, whatever, these elite and governments. I just survived and killed, as I said publicly, but I also survive satanic attacks all the time, every single time that I will be progressing in my goals, in my projects, or every single time that I will be speaking truth and disclosing something, which is something that I think is important to people to realize. When I was programmed into a very specific narrative to tell the world, which in this case was the Great Hybrid Programs, I knew all the things that I needed to say, and I could repeat it like a parrot, right? And I became famous out of nowhere, out of a sudden, and I didn't understood how is that everything got so easy for me, right? And so the more that I understood that because I was under mind control and they observed plenty of possibilities for me to being utilized as a Trojan horse. One example is the Great Hybrid Programs. Other example is control narrative. In that specific case, I became aware of my mind control program. I escaped those programmings and I started to claim my sovereignty. And at that time is when they started targeting me and trying to say negative things about me in the community even and isolate me. And I survived all of that because truth is what matters. Truth, it stands for itself and people recognize my soul and spirit. So I keep working.
I'm kind of laughing with you there because I think I'm probably one of the most targeted people in the spiritual and UFO community. You know, you can't win because if you go outside the religious box and that stuff,
Yeah.
you know, that they come after you. If you the spiritual, if you go outside the love and lighter box, you know, they come after you because it's all love and light. Well, it's not, you know, there's always two sides of the coin. And I tell
Exactly.
people being enlightened means to be in knowledge of the good side, the bad side, the dark side, the light side, and all everything in between. It's not just a half truth, you know, you don't. And so for so long, and well, we know the UFO community is totally corrupted. Basically, it's some very big money came in, and it's Luciferian money. It's the banksters, you know, that came in. And they took it, you know, a lot of the people that own the major networks within the UFO, they took it. And that, so it
Exactly.
became a controlled narrative, a totally controlled narrative. So we're outside the box, you know, we're talking about the spiritual side, the multidimensional side of things, and they're still stuck in ancient aliens, not news and stuff. And you're going, it's happening now. It's happening. And you know, we've had contact for over 40 years at the ranch, established contact, proven, documented, triple PhD Boeing engineers, base commanders, NASA guys, everybody has come out there and said, yeah, this is real. They go, we don't know who they are. They're beyond our ability to experience, but the ships are here. And the thing is, you have to rise to the occasion if you are going to work with these higher dimensional beings. And so they'll show you their ships and things like that, but you're not going to have a contact with them, or because there's no purposeful good. I mean, they can't really
Exactly.
work with you because you're still in the muggle world. You know, you have to step out of that world. But I mean, I've been called everything. You know, I've been called a womanizer, gay. I run a Russian bestiality ring, which I don't even know what that is. And I mean, everything you can imagine, I've been called, you know,
No, I
and
mean, I get you because in my
yeah.
case, it was the same thing. I got called everything out of nowhere. I got, it was, when I started talking about my SSP memories, there was a big complot against me out of nowhere of a
Yeah.
group of ladies that started saying that I was part of a satanic family. And their reason to call me that is because I have a picture of when I was a small, in which my hands were just, you know, normal hands. You know, they were not. I was a child. I was not doing anything. I was posing. But they said that my hand was placed in a way that it was making a satanic symbol. And I was like,
Yeah. You know, because my last name is Gilliland and there's the G, you know, they said that's the Illuminati G, I guess. And so I'm involved in the Illuminati. I go, You mean everybody whose last name starts with a G automatically is part of the Illuminati? I mean,
Oh God.
how does that work? I mean, it's such a stretch. And then supposedly I've had affairs with these people. One woman said she was raised in a test tube, and we have all these kids together, and the soulmate thing. I'm sure you'd probably get about 30 people
Oh,
saying
wow.
they're your soulmate a day.
Yeah.
It's just insane. It's crazy. And then you try to be kind, you try to be nice and say, well, I don't think I'm your soulmate. And we're all soulmates. In the big picture, we're all fractals of God, and we're all connected. And I try to explain away that way. And then you got the woman scorn thing, and then they come after you. It's just like you go, all this is in your mind. It's in your mind. It's not real. It's not, I'm just doing a radio show, I'm
Yeah.
reflecting back to you what's in you. I'm not saying worship me or I'm not saying I'm infallible either. We all are, we all are going to make mistakes, but anyway, it's insane. And the disclosure movement is such a joke, man. 80 years.
It is. It is a clown. It is circus. It is a clown circus. I have no idea how is that people don't understand that right now. As much as the New Age as infiltrated as it is, how is that the biggest figures, and I'm not gonna say names, but how is that the biggest figures of the community manage somehow to be there without being psychic attacked, without any kind of targeting, without any form of groups of mind control trying to sabotage them, and having all the doors opened, right? And say things like, oh yeah, my contact ETs just killed all the greys of this solar system. Excuse me, but for that matter, it will take thousands of years, and it doesn't work like that. So, I mean, they're making claims that are so absurd that in my position, it's just I don't understand how humanity are still in their, I don't know, infantile years, in like their baby step years. They're not just quite getting it. It is they're being fooled by people who are placed there to just keep talking about fantasies and tales of, I don't know, like pleadings coming here and saving us all together from everything and us not having to do anything. It's just wild,
Yeah, it's called planned opposition and the control
Yes.
narrative. And if you step out of that, I mean, they have all their peoples in place. And the reason they rose to the top is because they made deals with the dark side, basically. And that's
Exactly.
pretty well known. And so the people who are authentic are on the outskirts, and they're the ones that are being attacked and being pushed out and not being honored. So
Yeah, the beasts who are real are the ones who are slandered the most.
exactly. And people, I tell people, I want you to think about this logically. Disclosure's been going on for almost 80 years now. And they're always promising, this is it. This is the new whistleblower. This is
Yeah.
the new guy that's going to say everything. And this is new. And then all the other planned opposition and posers and shills gather around this person.
Yeah.
And then it gets then it, and it goes nowhere. You're still in the bubble, the controlled narrative bubble, and you go
Same
nowhere.
thing.
It goes nowhere. And until people figure that out, we're going to do this for another 80 years. But I think there's no way we can do it for another 80 years because disclosure is coming from the sky, and
Yes, and from inner Earth.
yeah, and from within the heart and the heavens both.
Exactly.
So.
But are you aware that just because they understand this, the governments, they are rushing up the most?
They're what now?
They are rushing up like a lot. They are very, very scared and they're trying to create as much conflict and destruction as they can because they know that it's coming. And I'm not saying an event in which, the typical promised and, whatever. I'm talking about real change. Culture, transformation, things getting into the surface.
Yeah, I tell them it's all about frequency, and you're either frequency specific to the ascension of Earth, of humanity and the Earth, or you're not. And if you're
Exactly.
not, you're probably not going to be here. And if there's a bifurcation of Earth, you're definitely going to be on the other side of the fence. and in a different timeline or a different Earth. You know, there's more than one Earth. People don't realize there's at least eight Earths right now, and they're different, whole different civilizations going on. And I keep jumping back and forth between the different ones, and it's hard to remember where you are. You know, half the time I go, wait a second, that wasn't me. You know, it was kind of interesting, but there's so much going on. I wanted to get into the grays a little bit because it's a real gray area, not to make a pun, but there are, from my understanding, there's the little worker bees. I mean, they're the little worker bees, and it depends on who,
minions.
who's controlling them, right? The grays. So there's a lot of little, what, EBs, biological robots, or whatever you call them. They're running around, and it depends on who's working them as the outcome of your experience, basically. And some are benevolent, and some are they're not really a big thing. They're just doing whatever they're told. And then you've got, I don't know how many species of grays you've had. Now, I've met some tall grays that I found were nasty. They did not like me at all. And luckily the Pleiadians stepped in and put an end to it. But as a kid, I was attacked by them several times. And then the usual reptilians, there's several different types of the reptilians. There's the royals and the regular reptilians, and then the serpent beings and things like that. But I know you said you've experienced a lot of different beings, and some are hybrids. Some are actually going to help us in the end, because they're going to have that universal knowledge, that really high knowledge on one side, and they're going to have their human side on the other, which connects them to Earth, and they're actually going to help us in the long run. And so there's so many different things going on. What's your perspective on that?
My perspective is that the way to polarize the species right now, it is to call them as a very famous channeler that I heard him from, type one entities and type two entities. One of them are agenda based and you cannot really trust, and the other ones, whether they're positive or negative oriented. And the other ones are non-agenda based, meaning they're here to experience, to share, to help. But they're not agenda based, meaning they're not going to try to manipulate you into a narrative and buy it and make you work for them. Again, it doesn't matter if it's even positive. So I do trust those non-agenda based entities the most.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it, because they do have like a lot of the Pleiadians, and I haven't met a negative Pleiadian, but I'm not saying there aren't some. But they always are very careful on trespassing on your free will and your evolution and things like that. And but some of us actually incarnated from there, and so there is no, and we've already have agreements and things like that. And the, you know, what I've seen too is there's the Orion Council of Light, and then there's Orion Alliance, which is negative mostly. Those are the agenda guys, and they're grays and reptilians and things like that. But there's also Orion Council of Light, which actually fought them and went through the wars and liberated themselves. And they're actually coming here to help right now. They're very, very tall. They're very tall, beautiful beings. Like one named Heog comes to us all the time, and they go, "How would you explain Heog?" And I said, "He's like the father you always wish you had. You know, he's just that
Exactly.
pure. He comes and hugs you from behind. You just go, ah, oh, you just melt, you know." And
Sounds.
incredibly wise and just beautiful beings. And they weren't warriors. They had to become warriors to deal with the reptilians that came in and tried to take over their colonies, but. But now they're helping other colonies. And then a lot of the Pleiadians are, some are geared up. There are some Pleiadian warriors that are just badass. They're like supermen, and they're trained to do that. But most of the Pleiadians just don't want to deal with the bullshit. Excuse my language. They just, I say, when a Pleiadian comes to Earth, they go, "Oh, everything is love. Look at all the animals, and nobody would ever lie to me. Nobody would ever take from me or abuse me. You know, that it's not part of the reality."
It
And
is not.
they get street smart real quick. I mean, they have to go through kind of a tempering, you know, to realize that, hey, not everybody down here is tells the truth. Not everybody's telepathic. Not everybody's has your best interests at heart. There's a lot of predators, energetic predators, monetary predators. There's so many different ways of predation going on here on the earth. And there's some really beautiful people on earth too, just as below, so above. But I think it's so imperative that everybody get their own inner sensitivity going and their own
Yes.
BS meter, you know, that goes, wait a second, this doesn't fit into universal law. This is dividing, you know, this is spiritual ego, or and learn to sense that, because I think that's missing, especially in the spiritual and UFO community. And like you're saying, these people come up with these stories, the feel-good messages. You don't have to do everything. They're going to come down, they're going to
Oh, God.
you off the planet, they're going to clean everything up, and you're going to come back to a utopia, and the universe will take care of you. And I'm already manifesting from 5D. You know, you hear these stories. And I said, but
That's
you're
the starter pack of
yeah.
the new agey UFO celebrity guru.
Yeah. And you know, you hear all that stuff, and you're just going, yeah, but you know, you. Yeah, I like Confucius say, you know, man with head in clouds, stumble in ditch, you know. And so you got
Exactly.
to stay grounded throughout this stuff, and practical and logical, because you know the earth has rules, and it has its form of physics, you might say, and rules. And then the next level up is totally different.
Yes,
But
exactly. That is what people do not understand, that even though they do create their own reality, you are at the same time buying into or co-creating with the subconscious collective of humanity and the entire earth.
yeah.
So you're not just working with your own set of belief systems or narratives or karmic cycles, but the ones of the earth itself and the species of humanity.
Yeah. And then you've got all the other influences going on as well, you know, both good and not so good. So seen and unseen. But I always tell people we're multidimensional beings. We exist on a vibrational continuum. And if you're not aware of what's going on outside of your physical body and your mental and emotional body, then you're subject to whatever is playing in those other dimensions of yourself. You know, they can, like you're saying, they can manipulate you all the way down and put thoughts in your heads and ideas, and they're not even yours. You
Yeah,
know.
that's true. Psychic targeting all the way. And they have escalated it to AI right now. I
Yeah.
have experienced parasitic entities that are not even beings. They are AI.
Yeah, it's getting weird. I think hopefully there's a benevolent AI that will come in and reprogram the other stuff, or delete it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but we're not experiencing a true AI because they're not self-conscious. There is a mathematical theory of fields that hasn't been solved yet, and that is needed for quantum programming in order to make the intelligence in question self-aware, because we're talking about passing through algorithms to quantum programming to something that is not run by just neural network programming through algorithms, but rather something that works free, and it's not just passing the Turing tests, but rather is self-aware and is creative, which is something that they lack, you know, and only consciousness can operate with, and
Yeah.
it's our nature. So we're not even dealing with that AI yet. So it's not, it is obviously biased, let's say, to whatever the governments and the shadow governments want it to be for.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And people, you know, again, people need to realize there is computer to brain technology,
Yeah.
and you know, and I would imagine it's coming through satellites and all kinds of things. They can,
Yes.
totally mess with you. And 5G, you know, that's the good transmission for that stuff. But
Graphene oxide.
graphene, yeah. And it's in the chemtrails, you know, the barium, aluminum, and graphene. You know, it's like
Yes.
Trump actually acknowledged the chemtrails, and so did Kennedy, and said, we're going to put an end to this finally. So, you know, and I think anybody involved in that, from the pilots on up, need to take responsibility, because they know what they're spraying. They've been told, you know, they've been told over and over again what they're doing, and they definitely betrayed their oath there. So, I mean, I had an Air Force base commander. This guy, was bragging how he sprayed the alien ranch with all kinds of toxins, which was us. He was in a local area and he was a colonel in the Air
Wow.
Force. And he was bragging, he goes, "Yeah, we're going to go spray the alien ranch again today." And they came really low and sprayed us, and all of our chickens fell over. And it was really weird. The roosters died, but the hens didn't. So it was targeted to take out the male side, and it was some kind of neurotoxin. But
Wow.
luckily they're stopping that. But I mean, we've had so much spraying. Everybody has. It's a global thing. And I know between Kennedy and Trump, they're going to put an end to it finally. But I think they got to go after everybody involved because people made millions. Those pilots are getting like 50,000 to 150,000 per trip flying those things. That's why they were doing it. There's so much going on. I feel really good about right now. There's some kind of whatever you want to call it, God, creator, great spirit. There's some kind of a force that says it's finished. We're going to the next level. And all the beings that are aligned with that, the multidimensional beings, whether they be spiritually and technologically advanced ETs or off-worlders or masters or whatever that are aligned with the universal law and creator are all coming on board, all the way down to the white hats on the earth. And a lot of the white hats don't even know where their guidance is coming from. They get these insight. Oh, I mean, I should go over here. I mean, this is the problem, and they're being guided. It's all being orchestrated right now to where the ascension process or the awakening healing of humanity and the earth is unstoppable right now. The forces behind this movement is beyond comprehension for most.
Is. They are universal forces, nature forces. It's something that they cannot understand because their brain works in a way in which they understand strategy, tactic, manipulation, cunning, and they see every single element as separated by being part of a collective, almost like a hive, mentality. But they are not understanding the power of that, the collective, the true collective consciousness, that it is obviously following our proportions of nature that are divine. And that is how it works. We work collectively, connected all together in a very intelligent, interconnected quantum system that works following these forces of nature. And that's why they cannot win over us at the end of the day. They cannot win us. I mean, because they do not understand this. They cannot have that awareness of how it works actually. It goes beyond their comprehensions of the psyche and the mind. It's something that only consciousness, something that is holistic, can see and
They're operating under the premise that humanity is stupid and they're never going to get what we're doing, and they're just going to go along with it, and we're going to continue to push this victim program and all these other things. And I look at these guys now, the controllers, and all the different aspects of it, and they're going nuts. They're going crazy. They're losing it. They're falling on their faces. They're giving themselves up. They're totally spilling the beans on themselves and don't even realize they're doing it. I mean, they're in total consciousness collapse right now. And when I look at the higher consciousness and energy coming in, and these advanced civilizations that are here now adding their collective consciousness to the whole thing, it's a no-win situation. But these guys keep going. It's just like you are so screwed. You have no idea how much you've screwed yourself and where you're going to end up, because, and it's all self-inflicted. They don't.
yes, and the more that they keep trying to bring us down and polarize the whole entanglement system or equation, the more that we have of that energy of the unconscious becoming conscious back in place. So they are pushing us into the right direction at the end of the day, no matter what they do.
I mean, the more stuff they've done to me, the more it makes me go forward.
Yes, same
They
for
would
me.
just leave me alone, you know. It would be so much better for them. But
Exactly.
the more they attack and the more they come after me, I go, wait a second. I can say whatever I want to say. You know, who are they to tell me I can't say this or I can't say that? You
Exactly.
know, and things like that. And so all those programs, those constructs that are made to disempower you, enslave you, and everything else, they don't work in my world, you know. And sooner or later, I'll figure out a way to put an end to it. You know, it may take a while, it may take years. I don't know, but that's what I've seen. This whole the Great Awakening is probably 100 years, at least 50 years in the making right now. And if you just even you just look at the political side of it, I mean, this has been at least 50 or 60 years. And I was around when Kennedy got assassinated, you know, so I remember my dad was really upset. He did not talk for about 3 or 4 days. And he's my dad was like, to me, he was like, I had a Buddha for a dad. And he was just loving, kind, always there, sat and talked with us. And, you know, we got punished when we screwed up. We usually totally deserved it, you know, we knew that. But I think boundaries are important, you know, with kids. But, you know, luckily I had that, you know, and he's back in the Orion system right now. He's on the sixth dimension, you know, so. And what's really weird, his last words were "beam me up." And when he died, he turned around and he said, "Go heal." And then he turned around, he said, "Beam me up." And then he died. And I go, "Why
Wow.
did he say beam me up?" You know? And so I went outside and I looked above the house, and there was this beautiful turquoise light ship sitting there. And that's where he went, you know, and he went back.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, but heaven's a lot bigger and a lot more dynamic than we think it is. It's not just clouds and harps and
Of course.
it's multidimensional, and there's physical ships, you know, energy ships, light ships, you know, Merkabas, which are pure consciousness and energy, and there's beings that are on that ship that are energy beings and light beings and pure beings that are just pure consciousness, you know, like the creator. The
Course.
creator is just pure consciousness and energy. It's not when everybody gives it a name and says he or she, I just go, well, you haven't died yet, have you?
Yes, same. No, of course. I mean, there's a vast majority of there's like a l large amount of different worlds, scenarios, everything or anything that we can experience here exists already in another dimension, which is like a culprit, you know? So of course, you know, in the 5D, we have anything that we can imagine. That's where our imagination comes from. So
Yeah, a lot of the animals on Earth have other aspects of themselves in other dimensions, like, you know, and people don't realize that, you know, like you got the crocodile, and then you got the reptilians,
yes.
and you go on and on, and same thing. And I've seen in the fourth dimension, like, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but there's little beings walking around with colonial clothes on. And like a rat and a turtle and things like that. And they're in the elemental realms, you know, they're in the 4D realms. You know, those things exist, you know, and we have photographs of these beings, the nature spirits. We have photographs of the fairies and all that other stuff, gnomes and things like that. But we also have photographs of the masters, and they'll come into form so we can get a photograph. And we have beautiful photographs of Kuan Yin and a lot of Pleiadians and other beings and Mary and things like that, that they've actually allowed us to photograph them. And Kazekiel, which is an ascended version of Ezekiel and Kasia, who merged together and ascended, I got a beautiful picture of this big golden light with wings coming out of it. And that's one of my main teacher and guides. But there's so many different. You know, there's bird people out there, there's feline people, you know, your cats, there's 5D humanoid cat beings, there's 6D panther beings, there's lion beings that are 7D that are 17 feet tall. And that's the ones you want behind your back, you know. Those are the ones you want to call in when you have a problem, you know. That's game over. You call in the Bacall or the lion beings, and it's you have a problem. And I asked them about the reptilians. I go, well, what about these reptilians? They go, we just throw them down and rub their bellies. They go, we're 17 feet tall. It's not a problem. They
How
say
sneaky.
they're not a problem, but it's really interesting. I mean, I'm sure just talking about this stuff, some people go, this guy's certifiable, you know? And I've had a lot of psychologists come to the ranch and they said, you are certifiable crazy, the stuff you're talking about, but you have proof and you have the evidence and you have the photos and you have the witnesses, you know? So people go, you're insane by our dynamics or whatever. And I said, yeah, I'm insanity. You're out of sane. You know, I'm insanity. You're insane. You're out of sane. You know, how
That's
sane
a
is
good
it?
one.
Yeah, I go, how sane is it to think you're just a body and a personality? You know, and
Quite
there's
literally.
what's that?
Quite literally. I
Yeah.
mean, how sane is to think that consciousness is not the base for anything that exists, that your consciousness emanates for a biological vessel or body from cells, right? That's so limiting and non-logical. That's why we need the abstract mind.
Yeah. Yeah, they go, you're insane because you believe in ETs, like off-world beings. And I said, well, there is a bazillion gazillion planets out there in Goldilocks orbits that can sustain life. And there are beings here way before us that were extremely advanced, and they have pictures of their ships and drawings and carvings and everything else. And so to me, how can you say you're sane when you ignore not just all the other planets that are available out there? I mean, they're into billions and trillions of planets. They're habitable. That's just 3D. So then you got 4D, 5D, 6D, 7D, and I've gone up to 13D. But and I said, how can you think that Earth is it and you're just a body and a personality? And that's all you are. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard. And
Is.
I don't even know where to start a conversation. If you believe that, then you're in the muggle category and have a nice life, but I don't even know where to start,
I mean, at the end of the day, they are the bravest because they think that if they die, that's it, right?
Yeah.
They think they only live once.
Yeah, karma. I tell people too, they go, these other guys go, well, we're beyond karma because we're in 5D and everything else. And I said, well, karma follows the deed. And so any deed that you do that's against universal law is going to create karma. And
Exactly.
yeah. And so, because you warn people and say you're going to do this genocide or that, or you're going to do this, doesn't get you off the hook. It doesn't work that way. And it karma follows the deed, and they get really upset on that one. But there's so much going on. I mean, we're almost out of time. We've just got a couple minutes left. Is there anything you really want to cover that you any kind of a message for humanity? Like, buckle up, hang on. It's going to get crazy.
Wow, I have so much many things to say that I couldn't really choose, but I think that I'm going to talk about when I about the subconscious mind. I want people to remember that the power of the subconscious right now, it's something that it's very responsible of anything they are manifesting. So if they start to become aware of what's inside and that ma is not in alignment, they will be able to understand the dynamics of manifestation quite properly better. I'm explaining myself horrible right now, okay? I
No,
don't even
you're no, you're. I'm getting it.
It's
It's kind
like
of like
1 in the
I tell
morning in
people.
Spain.
Every master teacher has said the same thing. They said God is within, the temple is within, and you go
Yeah.
there and you expand in consciousness and you experience your multidimensional self and creator and all the other beings along the way. And it's really simple, but even scientists found out there is a spot next to the heart. And it's supercharged, and you can't touch it with a metal object because you'll short circuit the whole system. Even doctors know this. But your soul sits right next to the heart, and your soul is the gateway to God or creator or great spirit. So when you go within, you're going through the soul, And you have your mental body, which is nothing, hardly. Then you have your emotional body, which is massive. And then you have your spiritual bodies, which are multidimensional, that go on forever. And you access them through the heart and through the soul. And people don't realize that they're running around just as a body and a personality, socially engineered, screaming and yelling and saying, I'm a victim, you know, and you go, you're a god. You're not a victim. You're a god or a goddess. That's what in true nature. And you can access and manifest from that, from within, you know, from your core issue, unless you want to run around and keep playing this other game, you know, have fun with
Yeah.
it. And
Well, I
that's
guess,
you.
yeah, people should remember their origin. People should reconnect with the roots, both their spiritual, genetical, blood, etc. And they need to understand that it is key to be in the side of nature.
Yeah.
Because when we start to evolve further, technology and anything above what the terms of manipulation of nature without first understanding that we are an extension of nature is when everything got messed up and when we are start to destroy our own ecosystems, environments, and even ourselves as a civilization. It is something that could lead into disasters. So right now, I will not follow any timeline that supports manipulation of human DNA or that supports any form of technology being implemented in humans in order to, again, gain other things like intelligence or psychic abilities and stop the other part of the evolution that is the most fundamental and the one that is the core aspect of evolution, which is nature, our own inner technology. Being self-aware of how it works, our auric field, electromagnetic field, chakra system, etc., that goes first. And then when we are in harmony with nature, then we can talk and discuss about technology and etc. Because we will not use it to weaponize our own species, life, and
Yeah.
ecosystems, planet.
I agree. Nice. I always say, like the cell phone, you know. Oh, wow, you can't see it. The cell phone, you know, this is a failure of spirituality because we're all telepathic and we're all telepathic. And so, but you know, right now, if the other people aren't telepathic, you've got to use, they say it's through technology we got lost and through misuse of the word. So you have to use the word and technology to bring people back on board to where the point where eventually you don't need it. It's everything's just automatic. Everybody's telepathic. Everybody knows, you know. And you look at some indigenous villages. You walk into a village and they know you're coming. They know you're hungry. They'll get water. They'll get you something to eat. I've seen this down in Mexico, and the grandmothers, you know, will take care of you, and you go, wow, how'd you know I was hungry, you know, and thirsty, and they just sit there and smile with a big grin, and we've lost that. We've lost that connection, and it's really sad. I think
It
we're it looks like we're out of time, unfortunately. I'll have to be signing off, but I'm gonna get you back on as soon as we can, if that's okay with you, because I know we just scratched the surface, and we can
Yes,
get
we
into a
did.
lot of the ancient ancestors and things like that and talk about all that. So anyway, Marina, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and keep up the good work. And remember, you know, one on the side of God is the majority. And I know you're getting the hell challenged out of you, because I've been on that same path. And just know we all love you, and we all, you know, have you back.
Well, James, thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure.
All
So,
right. Again, yeah, great
have a
interview.
good
We're going to have more of these. And again, everybody, thanks for listening. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. And he said he's Stargate. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And you'll probably get through these times. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.